In fact, this afternoon, a rainstorm has hit Paga English and Arabic Primary School, causing a lot of havoc. 11 of our children got wounded as a result of the rainstorm. In fact, when the rain was coming, they were all in their various classes. So the basic three class was unfortunate. The walls of the class fell down, and it fell on some of the pupils. Some of them got serious wounded, and we had to take them to Paga Hospital for treatment. The situation is so alarming. We don't know what we can do. It is only God's intervention that these children have been saved. But some of them are wounded and they are stitching their hairs. Others had a lot of cuts on their legs. So the nurses are currently stitching them at the hospital. It is very sad, simply because when I took over this school in 2014, I wrote letters upon letters to the district assembly, making several appeals for them to come and renovate this school because it is just in a collapsing stage. But there was no response. Last year, I had to organize 40 years anniversary to make an appeal for fund. I wasn't able to even garner enough. And so we are not able to do anything. We're able to get about 4,300 Ghana cedis from the anniversary celebration, which cannot do anything. We even contracted a carpenter to see whether he could roof the cage, because that one started ripping off last year. And so the carpenter also came. That is a week to reopening. When the carpenter came, he also fell from the roof because all the wood is rotten. So he didn't also know. So he stepped on the wood, and then the wood got broken. He fell down and broke his arm. That also brought about the standstill of that particular block. But we're trying to use the little funds that we got just to be able to maintain that aspect. Unfortunately, today, we have gotten the unexpected